Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shabashachi Bhattacharya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of Kaziranga Elevated Corridor Project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Koliyabo, Nogaon district in Assam. He said the 86-kilometer long Kaziranga Elevated Corridor Project is an environmentally conscious national highway project. Speaking at the launch event, Mr. Modi said that Kaziranga is not merely a national park but the soul of Assam. He said that over the past decade, forest and tree cover in the country has increased. He said that more than 260 crore trees have been planted under the Ek Per Maake Naam campaign so far. Mr. Modi also flagged off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains. These trains are Kamakha Rohtak Amrit Bharat Express and Dibrugarh Lucknow Gomti Nagar Amrit Bharat Express. Furthermore, PM Modi inaugurated, laid the foundation stone and flagged off various development projects worth more than 830 crore rupees at Hooghly District, Singur in West Bengal. He also laid the foundation stone of the extended port gate system at Balagarh, including an inland water transport IWT terminal and a road over bridge. Indian Minister of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, Jitan Ram Majhi, has described MSMEs as the backbone of the country's development. Mr. Majhi said this while addressing the inaugural ceremony of PM Vishwakarma Hut 2026 in New Delhi today. He said the event is providing a platform to the artisans for branding and marketing their products. Highlighting the PM Vishwakarma Yojana, Mr. Majhi said that this scheme is a medium of ending unemployment in the country. India's power distribution utilities have recorded a positive profit after tax PAT of 2,701 crore rupees in 2024-25. According to the Ministry of Power, the distribution utilities as a whole have been reporting PAT losses for the past several years since unbundling and corporatization of state electricity boards. The ministry stated that this positive PAT in 2024-25 is a significant improvement compared to a loss of 67,962 crore rupees in 2013-14. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held a meeting with United States Senator Steve Daines in New Delhi. Dr. Jaishankar said that during the meeting, both sides had wide-ranging and open discussions on bilateral relations and its strategic significance. NASA has moved its powerful new moon rocket to the launch pad as it prepares for the first crewed lunar fly-around in more than 50 years. This mission will carry four astronauts around the moon and back on a 10-day journey, possibly launching as early as February. Earlier, technical problems delayed this mission for years. The European Union leaders have opposed US President Donald Trump's Greenland takeover plans and tariff threats, with European Parliament President Roberta Metsola saying the EU supports Denmark and Greenland, emphasizing that the island's sovereignty cannot be changed by tariffs and the measures against NATO allies announced today will not help in ensuring security in the Arctic. Mr. Trump announced a 10% tariff on goods from Denmark, Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, the UK, the Netherlands and Finland from the 1st of next month, which could later rise to 25% unless Greenland is sold to the US. The United States military have killed a senior Al-Qaeda-linked leader in northwest Syria who had direct ties to the ISIS ambush that killed two American soldiers and an interpreter last month, said the U.S. Central Command. Encounter broke out between security forces and terrorists in a remote forest area in Kishtwar district today in Jammu and Kashmir. The gunfight was on when the report last came in. More details are awaited. Senior BJP leader and former Maharashtra minister Raj K. Purohit, a prominent voice of the North Indian communities in Mumbai, died following an illness yesterday. He was 71. In men's cricket, the decisive third and final ODI match of the series is underway between India and New Zealand at Holkar Stadium in Indore. Put into bat first, New Zealand were 221 for 3 in 38 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bowl first. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.